503 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday, and I don't know how many more times I get to say it, but I'm going to say it every time I can. It's beautiful. Gosh almighty, get outside or open a window. Air the place out. It smells like sweat socks. Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of my son. All right, I was thinking of my sweat socks. But nonetheless, seriously, open the windows, get outside. Overnight lows tonight, like 50, 55 degrees. Are you telling me you're going to have the windows closed? I'm going to have the windows open, the doors open. It's like cuddling weather. I'm just telling you, gentlemen. It's, your wife gets a little chilly. You're there to help. Why? Because you're a nice guy. That's why. All right, we have so much sound from this disastrous convention last night that I have to share it with you. And before I share it with you, let me explain something to you. You know that we refer to our studio as the Museum of Broadcast History because we have pieces of equipment that predate my time on planet Earth. That's a long time. They do not make parts for these things. Sometimes we'll get people in to fix them, and they look at them and say, I don't even know what that is. We never went through that in electrical technician school. I mean, that's maybe you need a new hamster. We don't know. So with all of that and multiple computers crashing, because why not? Jeremy, who serves as the executive producer of this here little show. Now, he's not the top dog. The top dog, of course, is actually the senior executive producer, Pixie, the Wonder Dog. But Jeremy does a good job. And Jeremy, I'm telling you right now, navigated through all of this and has got the clips for us. Nobody else could have. I certainly couldn't do it. Jeremy did it. So Jeremy, seriously, I'm not joking. As Joe Biden would say, seriously, guy, seriously, I'm telling you. He did it, and I'm very proud of it. I'm very appreciative. Okay, Germ, that being said, why don't we start? This is a computer clip. The next couple of clips are all going to be computer clips, Germ, so just so we know. Let us start with Joe Biden, our presidential meat puppet, who was completely and totally shuffled off the stage last night. Well, he did give us his word as a Biden. Oh, well, I'm gonna wrap that up and march right down to Virginia Credit Union and all the banks I pass on the way and see if any of them will be big enough suckers to take his word as a Biden. Are you freaking kidding me? I was too young to be in the Senate and I'm too old to stay as president. Dude, there's a lot of filling in. And I have neither the time nor the inclination to do it. But that's like the grand hurrah. And he spent most of the speech, by the way, shouting at everybody. You know that's a sign of dementia, right? Now we understand. I'll bet you as soon as they remove him from the White House, we'll start getting all these cryptic medical updates. I've just got a sneaking suspicion that's the case.
Come on, man.
Well, you are pathetic. what can I tell you? I give you my word as a Biden. Come on, even you wouldn't believe that, right? No, of course not, because you've done nothing but lie. Let me give you an example. Did he say that democracy has a liver? I didn't know that. Damn, you learn something new every single day listening to this nitwit, huh? So democracy has a liver. The one thing that I should mention there, I know that he gave his word as a Biden, and therefore, you should take it. Donald Trump never said that. Never said the very fine people. He was talking about everybody that was gathered there, including the people peaceably assembled to talk about the statues. And it was very clear that's what he meant. He specifically excluded the neo-Nazis and the KKK and all of the sleazebags. But Joe Biden told that lie again. In fact, it has been debunked everywhere, including Snopes, which, as you know, has a Soros connection. So if there were ever a platform that would probably want to steer it in a certain direction, even Snopes says that's not what Donald Trump said. I guess the question is, does Joe Biden really believe that? Or has he just told the lie so many times that he believes that? either way, it's dangerous. And you'll notice what's lacking again. What's lacking? Members of the legacy news media at the highest levels calling him out. I mean, didn't CNN make a great show of so-called fact-checking when President Trump was in office? Anything the man said, they had a, quote, fact check. They wanted to tell you it was wrong, that that wasn't true, that was a lie. Now, Joe Biden has repeated this very lie over and over and over and over again. And it is demonstrably untrue. And even left-wing sites like Snopes are now saying it's not true. That's not what Donald Trump said. You're still entitled to hate Donald Trump, by the way. If you want to hate him, even knowing that he didn't say that, that's okay with me. I don't care. What I like to participate in is the truth. I just don't have the tolerance anymore for lies. It might be a function of age. I was chatting with somebody yesterday. You know, we never announce the name of our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honoree ahead of time, right? I don't know why that's the case. I didn't intentionally do that, but that's just the way it happened. We don't announce the name. But we did record a Blue Friday segment yesterday, and this was such an amazing guy. And we just had, oh, really, Jerm? We sat, oh, poor Jeremy again. This gentleman and I sat for about an hour. That's how easy and informative and fun and rewarding that experience was. And, you know, he once or twice referenced age and how he's looked at things in a different way today, but he always knew what he was supposed to do. Jeremy, by the way, will get that 60-minute conversation, which I found delightful. He'll get it cut down to about 12, 13 minutes for air, and we'll air it as we do the final Friday of each month. As you know, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor on a very, very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer. Could be a police officer, deputy sheriff, state police officer, state trooper. Oh, we've now had the state park rangers, the law enforcement rangers. We never had those guys before, so we did that the other month, which was great. And of course, a whole variety of special agents from the feds. So all of that being said, I just think it might be a function of age that you do get to a point where you say, look, I can't go along with the lies anymore. I just can't do it. And that's a lie. What Joe Biden just said there is a lie. Oh, now he did tell the truth. And this one really should stand out. Jeremy, this is a computer clip number 4.
Kamala and I are committed to strengthening legal immigration.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kamala and I are committed to strengthening legal immigration.
Well, you've done a hell of a job there, Scooter. You brought millions of illegal aliens into the United States. And according to the Inspector General, what do they say? 300,000 people are unaccounted for? And there's a whole slew of children that they, gosh, we just misplaced them. I swear, we put a toddler over there and we gave them a sandwich and we don't know where they are. Unfreaking believable. All right, take a deep breath because I want to give you a pair of tickets. KC and the Sunshine Band are coming to Atlantic Union Bank After Hours. Serve Pro Pavilion up at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. That's like right down the street from me. God, we like, just between us, we sometimes do sort of the pregame here at my house, and then we head over to Doswell. Yeah. No, we've always got a designated driver. Don't worry about that. But I got a pair of tickets for KC and the Sunshine Band. It's going to be August the 31st. It's 7 o'clock in the evening. Perfect place to see that show. I'll give them to you at 5:20-ish. So stay very close. We are actually at 5:15. I wasn't really old enough to enjoy all of disco, but I was able to enjoy some of it. And man, I am excited about KC and the Sunshine Band coming to Meadow Event Park in Doswell. Atlantic Union Bank After Hours, Serve Pro Pavilion. My buddy Matt Krieger bringing them in. August the 31st, 7 in the evening. Heidi and I are absolutely positively going to be there. And I want you to be there. I got a pair of tickets for you because, well, it's 5:20-ish. That's the official time. It is 5:20-ish. And I want to make it super easy because poor Jeremy has had one heck of a day today. You know, he's got this thing where he's juggling these flaming chainsaws, and then he does it in the deep end of the pool underwater, which is really, it's just a feat that you have to see. But all of that being said, Germ, how easy can I make it for you? Can I make it lucky caller number 7? How about we do that? 833-804-1140. You heard me right. Caller number 7, you're going to be the lucky person today. 833-804-1140. And you will get yourself a pair of tickets to join the gang at KC and the Sunshine Band at Meadow Event Park. Germ, before you answer those phones, I need one favor from you, please. This is computer clip number 5. Computer clip number 5. All right. Well, that's all right. We'll get to it in a moment. That's fine. No. I guess we no. It's all right. It's all right. We've got it under control. I promise you. Okay. It's frozen. Of course it is. Well, that in that case, you have time to answer a lot of phone calls. Why don't we do caller number 1,140? No. We're going to stick with caller number 7. That'll be all good. I want to share a piece of news, which you're going to think is a little weird. Because, you know, I'm not necessarily a big fan of what's going on with the Democrats on the national stage. But there is a 10th grader from Chesterfield County who is going to stand before the Democrats' national convention tonight and lead them in the Pledge of Allegiance. And I know we can make all the jokes we want, but I am impressed with a 10th grader who's going to do that. The kid's name, young man's name, is Joshua Davis. He attends Clover Hill High School. He apparently, according to the Channel 8 story, was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when he was 11 months old. And he has advocated for issues important to the type 1 diabetes community ever since. So you may or may not vote for that party. You may or may not support candidates of that party. But I think we can all, just as decent human beings and proud residents of Central Virginia, stand around and offer some congratulations and a round of applause for Joshua Davis, who attends Clover Hill High School in Chesterfield, because he's going to get a big opportunity on a national stage, and that's great. Now, the flip side of this, and this is so weird, a judge has now ruled here in Hanover County, an 11-year-old boy who claims to be an 11-year-old girl. Oh, wait a minute. No, well, hold on. Hang on a second. Is this a boy who says he's a girl or a girl who says she's a... No, I think it's... Well, I don't know, but the judge has said that this 11-year-old, how do they describe, 11-year-old transgender girl, which I guess would mean a boy who believes that he is a girl, may play on the Hanover County tennis team while the court case continues. Well, I will respectfully disagree with the judge on this, because the Supreme Court of the United States, not too long ago, in fact, wasn't it just in the last week or so, said that the Biden administration plan to have Title IX come in and allow all sorts of male players on female teams doesn't fly. The Supreme Court said that the Biden folks can't do what they wanted to do. So it just seems bizarre to me. It also seems bizarre given that our Hanover County School Board voted unanimously on this case. Unanimously. Now, why is that a big deal? Because here in Hanover County, while we have a tendency to be right of center, right? Hanover County is a relatively conservative county. We also have the town of Ashland, which is reliably left of center. So for the Ashland representative to vote along with everybody else on the Hanover County School Board, that says to me this was really, really clear that it's not really a big left-right political issue. And the judge should not, in my humble opinion, have allowed this to go forward. It is just outrageous. 527, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 534, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. It is beautiful. Oh, I almost forgot to mention this. Today is National Radio Day. I would imagine Saturday that my old pal, Sam Newsman, the most reliable puppet in media, has been reporting since Roswell. I've got a sneaking suspicion that it'll be a couple of days late, but I'll bet you Sam will have something to say about National Radio Day. Maybe he'll do it today on one of those reels. It's always fun to find out what he is talking about. So, yeah, I put a little something up on Facebook just talking about some of the great folks I've worked with throughout the years. And it's a pretty good list. It's a pretty good list. I look at it and go, you know, it's not bad for a blue-collar kid from Oxford Circle in Philadelphia. You know, when you grow up in a house that has windows in the front looking at a street, and I mean looking at the street, and windows in the back in your room that looks out into a an alleyway with trash cans, yeah, it's not bad. It's been an interesting journey the last 33 years. So, what can I tell you? Yeah. Not bad for this goofy business. You're absolutely correct, Germ. That is absolutely correct. Now, there's a poll out, and Germ, I just want to make sure that you got the computer stuff ready. I'm hoping that you were able to fix it. Brand new poll out, which we should pay attention to. It's from Roanoke College. And Vice President Kamala Harris has a 3% edge in Virginia over former President Trump. That's not a lot. In fact, when you take a moment and just step back and say, wait a minute, 4 years ago, Joe Biden beat Donald Trump in Virginia by 10 points. And now that Kamala Harris has been handed the Democrat Party go-ahead, I find it difficult to call her the nominee. I mean, she was not nominated. She was selected. They ignored the votes of 15 million devoted Democrats to give her this chance. But anywho. The fact that she's leading by 3 points ought to scare a lot of Democrats. It is well within the margin of error. And then you start looking at some of the crosstabs, some of the breakdowns. And here are a couple of the big ones. About half of the people who were polled by Roanoke College said the economy is the number one issue for them. That's the number one issue. Well, it's the number one issue for me. It's not the so-called threat to democracy. God, if I hear that again, particularly coming from a group of people that just undermine their own in-party democracy, I think I'm going to be ill. It is the economy. It's the fact that people cannot afford groceries. It's the fact that people are having a tough time paying for gasoline. It's the fact that our kids right now cannot buy a house in our neighborhood. Period. End of story. It is the economy. It's all about the economy. That's half. 16% say, oh, abortion is the big issue. 15% say illegal immigration is the big issue. And half say Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. And half say that the Democrat Party undermined their own democracy by choosing Harris. So, I mean, those are all pushes, right? They're all right there. You got one, I got one, you got one, I got one. And the Senate race is a little bit different. Hung Cao's got a lot of work to do, a lot of work to do. He trails Tiny Tim Kaine by 6%. So, oh, and this is all well within the margin of error. You should know that. And who continues to be the most popular politician in all of Virginia? Yeah, absolutely. Governor Glenn Youngkin, period. Great, great guy. Love it. All right. So, Germ, you do believe that we've got this stuff fixed. So let me do this. I want to stick with the computer clips. We got a couple of them there. Let me give you, if it's okay, computer clip number one.
Hey, J.D. Vance, do you understand why there was a sudden job opening for running mate on the GOP ticket? They tried to kill your predecessor.
Wow. He's a sick dude. You know, when he went through his difficulties, he lost a child. He had cancer. Remember, he was wearing the, I don't even know what you call it, like a rag. Yeah, like a rag on his head. And there were people who mocked him, and I was not one of them. Because I thought, well, first of all, he's had a child die. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Parents are not supposed to bury their children. So he had to deal with that. And just as a decent human being, I'd like to think I'm a decent human being. I said, oh, my gosh. I don't agree with him politically. I don't think he's a very nice guy. But, you know, cut him some slack. Remember him in your prayers. Absolutely. And then when he was going through the whole battle with cancer, and he's wearing different head coverings. I almost used a Yiddish word, shmata. Shmata means a rag, you know, and you might wear it on your head or you might use it to clean a table, but he's wearing those. So it's like, well, you can't mock the guy. He's fighting cancer, for God's sakes. I don't care how wrong you think his political opinion is, because I'm right there with you on that, but the man's battling cancer. But for him last night to mock the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, I think I'm done being nice to him. I think I have to step back and say, you just embarrassed yourself. You humiliated yourself with that. But did you hear what I heard? The laughter and the applause from the assembled Democrats? They were cheering. Cheering. They're laughing from the depths of their bellies because they thought it was funny that somebody tried to kill Donald Trump. It's despicable. All right, computer clip number 5 is what we like to call a montage of the Biden speech. Computer clip number 5.
We're not without electrical, not without electoral. Border encounters have dropped over 50%. In fact, there are fewer border crossings today than when Donald Trump left office. Happened. Donald Trump said, and I quote, "There are very fine people on both sides. My God." That's what he said. That is what he said and what he meant. Oh, from his own chief of staff, a 4-star General John Kelly, that Trump, when in Europe, would not go to the grave sites in one of the in France. The brave service members who gave their lives to this country, he called them suckers and losers. Who in the hell does he think he is? Who does he think he is? They're the ones we're going to bring back. That's not hyperbole. It's because Medicare no longer has to pay those exorbitant prices to the big pharma. It's Republicans, Democrats. We saved democracy in 2020. And now we must save it again in 2024. You know, we have a thousand billionaires in America. He's promising a bloodbath if he loses, in his words.
It is so sad, on the one hand, and absolutely, positively inexcusable, on the other hand. I don't know at this point whether he really believes the things that he's saying right there are true. Now, the first part where he said women don't have electrical power, I'm just saying you need an extension cord, I guess. But when he gets into the lies about Donald Trump, all easily disproven lies, by the way, demonstrably untrue, so untrue that even left-wing sites like Snopes have said that's not true. I want to go back to the Scott Jennings guy on CNN for a second, because I just find that I am more and more impressed with him, and I don't know how long CNN will allow him to stay on their network. Cut number 3, please.
Well, we had a real primary. I mean, the Republicans had a primary where people showed up and they voted their preferences, and then the person they voted for actually got the nomination of the party. That's not what the Democrats did. They had a rigged primary where 14 million people voted for Biden, and then they changed their minds later. So if you want to talk about the party and democracy, I do wonder about the optics of the person who's going to get the nomination here has never gotten a single vote for this office. At least the Republicans had a vote, and we stuck to it.
She was on the ticket with him that got 14 million votes in this primary. Also, the incumbent president running effectively more or less unopposed in the primary is pretty standard operating procedure. So to suggest now that that's somehow some sort of undemocratic effort is just that's not true.
I mean, you had the guy resign by tweet. I mean,
wait. I'm sorry. Wait, communicating by tweet is now no longer acceptable for presidential nominees.
You ran the president.
You guys might have a problem with that.
He's been in this profession for 52 years, and you ran this man out of his job by tweet on a Sunday morning. I mean, it's pretty rough. I mean, look, my hat's off to you. You guys, party bosses. I get it. Like you all are rough players. I mean,
we are in Chicago.
I mean, this is like, no, I'm kind of in awe of it.
Yeah, this is the vicious side of the Democrats, but more importantly, it's the vacuous, water-carrying, bum-kissing side of the legacy news media hacks. Everything that Scott Jennings said there was absolutely true, and you heard the response. It was like talking to an elementary schoolgirl. That's what we've got, allegedly, in the ranks of the real reporters and the serious journalists. I am absolutely, positively embarrassed for them. Because in all candor, they're not smart enough or sincere enough or honest enough to be embarrassed for themselves. Tomorrow morning, my friend John Reed is going to be here at 6 a.m. Folks are hitting me up on that Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, is John running for lieutenant governor? I don't know. I hope that he is. I've said this before, and I will say it again. I hope that John is going to run for lieutenant governor, because if he makes it official, then I will proudly stand up. Not that anybody cares, but I would fully endorse John as he runs for lieutenant governor. And I did say to him that I would make a financial contribution. I hope he doesn't think it's going to pay for like travel expenses, because it's not going to be that much. But I would absolutely, positively make a donation to the John Reed for Lieutenant Governor campaign. Totally. And I would say and do anything that I possibly could to help him get elected lieutenant governor. I think he's a good guy. So tomorrow morning, please make sure you're listening to John starting at 6. It is 5:45. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday. There's no doubt about that. It's a beautiful Tuesday, by the way. I don't know how we got this fortunate, but we are there. 73 degrees. Now, the humidity is like in the 50% range, so not bad at all. I'm taking a look through social media. If you're not with me on my various and sundry social media channels, I am hoping that you will get signed up over on X. If you would follow Jeff Katz Show, that would be fantastic. Jeff Katz Show. And on Facebook, it is The Jeff Katz Show. A nice thing just popped up from my friends over at the Friendship Circle of Virginia. The annual walk and roll is open for registrations, which is very, very cool. It's going to be November the 10th at Bird Park. Obviously, I mean, nobody will be shocked to hear this. Obviously, we will get our friend, Dr. Sarah Cran-Cement, from the Friendship Circle on to talk about it and hopefully get more people involved. It's just a great way to have a nice day. I mean, it's always a nice day at the park, but great way to do some stuff with an inclusive mindset. That's not always a good thing, by the way. No, I mean, sometimes you have to exclude things. That's the way it goes. But when you've got an opportunity to do one of these walk and rolls, and they specifically positioned it for folks who are fortunate enough, you can walk. But for our family members, our friends, members of the community who are using wheelchairs and the like, they're part of this as well. And it's just an absolutely beautiful sort of a thing. Yes, today is National Radio Day. For whatever that is worth, I can't, for the life of me, I go back and forth, and I think, hey, I've been doing it a really long time, and okay. But I do have a couple posts up about that. And did you see what they're doing at the Democrats' National Convention? Just the mind boggles. They are giving away free abortions and free vasectomies. I don't get it. I mean, I really don't. I understand that they've got some sort of a slightly different mindset on a lot of issues. But how do you, if you really believe that these are important, quote, medical issues, How do you turn it into a circus? Why would you turn it into a circus? Why would you have a bus parked out front where apparently you can go in right there and free of charge have an abortion? And then you get, you think I'm joking now, you get a T-shirt that talks about how you are proud of that. I don't want you to hang your head. I mean, I don't want you to do it in the first place, but I think that they have succeeded in cheapening human life to such a degree that there are no rights or wrongs, and you're seeing this play out, man, and I don't think that that side holding the reins of power turns out in a good situation for any of us. I just really don't. I really don't. I know you're waiting for the punchline. There's no punchline on this one. I just, I'm very, very concerned. I'm very, very concerned. All right. Well, we've got a great governor and a great lieutenant governor and a great attorney general, and I don't know who's going to be the governor next time, but again, my buddy John Reed might very well be the lieutenant governor next time, and you can listen to John tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Please make sure that you join me tomorrow afternoon. Get outside. Enjoy this weather, all right? Seriously, it is beautiful. God willing, you and I have the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.